Shalom Ravose, a good nerve Shabbos. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin. We are holding at the top of daf Ayin, the last three words on Samach Tes Amud Beis, as a quote from our Mishnah. Just to recap, we had three cases in our Mishnah. The third one was when a person knows that it's Shabbos, but doesn't know what he's doing is Aser. So if he does many malachos and many Shabbosim, so then he's going to be chayev for a korban chatas for each and every av malacha. So the Gemara asks right away, Maishna Risha Umaishna Seifa. What is the difference between the first case in our Mishnah, where you're only going to bring a Korban Chatas for each Shabbos, and the second case in our Mishnah, meaning our really the second and the third, in our case right now, which we're talking about, we're going to bring a Korban Chatas for every single malacha. Rashi sums it up pretty well. He says the shigga Shabbos without zada malachos. In the second case, where the shigga is on the Shabbos, right? You don't realize it's Shabbos. The zada malachos, but you know the malachos that you're doing are aser. Lo mechayev ala achas lachal Shabbos. There, you're only chayev one korban for each Shabbos that you're mechalo. But the seifa, the end of the Mishnah, the zada Shabbos, the shigas malachos, you know it's Shabbos. But the shgaga is on the malachos, so chayv kol malacha malacha. You're chayv korban chatas for each and every malacha. What is the difference? Why is the halacha like that? So Amar Rav Safra says, kan be a dias Shabbos uporish, v'kan be dias malacha uporish. Rashi explains that when a person is porish, when you would, let's say you're doing a malacha, chas v'shalom, you're doing a malacha, and someone says, that's aser. So what is the idea that you are getting? What is the information that you're getting that causes you to withdraw from doing the malacha? Right, just to read Rashi, he spells it out very well. Resha, the first part of the Mishnah, if you're looking at Rashi, kan mi dias Shabbos uporish. Resha ki amru le Shabbosu, in the first case, when they say, oh, by the way, dude, today's Shabbos. Right? Uporish min malacha, umakir shechata. He immediately stops his malacha and he realizes that he sinned. V'alkachu mevi korban, and that's why he brings a korban. Hilchach, therefore, shigigas Shabbos he, that's called shigigas Shabbos, right? He didn't know it was Shabbos. V'al ha-Shabbos u'tzarech lahavi, and the Shabbos is what makes him bring a korban chatas. Kan, but just continuing in Rashi, in our case, in the Seifa, midius malacha u'porish, ki amri le Shabbos hu, if they would tell him, by the way, today's Shabbos, lo porish, he doesn't stop doing what he's doing because he knows it's Shabbos already. But if they tell him, oh, that's, by the way, turn on the light switch, that's a malacha, that's aser, so then parish, therefore he will stop. Therefore, because what is the cause of him theoretically stopping his malacha, that is, the malacha is what would cause the information that the malacha is a malacha, the action that he's doing is aser, so that would cause him to be poresh, and therefore he brings a korban for each malacha or malacha. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to him, "What are you talking about? Klum poresh mishabbos ela mishum malachos, uklum poresh mishabbos ela mishum shabbos. Why does a person stop doing malacha because it's Shabbos? When you tell a person, oh, it's Shabbos, what does he stop doing? The malacha. Meaning, those two things go hand in hand. Right? The only reason he would stop doing an action is because it's A, Shabbos, and B, a malacha. If it was Tuesday, it wouldn't be Usher. If it was smiling, it wouldn't be Usher. Malachos and Shabbos go hand in hand. Why would that be goring you to bring a different amount of korbanos? When you tell the guy it's Shabbos, the implication is, and that's a malacha. And when you tell the guy it's a malacha, the implication is, and it's Shabbos. So it's the same thing. So Ella Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no, korban dechayev rachmana amai. Why do you have to bring a korban chatas? A shgaga. It goes on. It's because of the shgaga, the lack of information, the perhaps the pshia, the slight pshia that you have. Again, we explained yesterday that shogeg is not by accident. People think that shogeg is by accident. It's not true. It's more negligent-ish, that you're missing some sort of information. Either, like we've been saying, either that it's not, you think that either it's not Shabbos, or that the action that you're doing is not usher. So Hossam over there, by the case where you didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew what the Maisa was a Malacha, then Chad Shkaga. That's only one shogeg. You don't think it's Shabbos, period. That's one item. That's one topic. But Hacha, over here, by doing all these, you know, five, six malachos, you know it's Shabbos, but two mashgaga havyan, there are a bunch of shgagos because you think all of these items are mutter. So if you do five malachos, and the shgaga is on each malacha, you think that this is mutter, and that is mutter, and this is mutter, and that is mutter, so that is what's going to be mechayev you, a korban chatas, and therefore you have to bring one for every single malacha. So, okay, so the chayev o'm kol malacha, you're chayev for each and every malacha. Again, a quote from our Mishnah. And we have been explaining that, you know, as the Mishnah said, that you're chayav for each malacha. So if you do boneh and merakeh and, I don't know, and lush, and etc., etc., so you're chayav a bunch of different chatos, the Gemara doesn't, that's not necessarily something you take for granted. The Gemara, that's a machlokes that we're going to talk about right now. Chiluk malachos min nolam. How do you know that there's a concept of chiluk malachos? Well, I take it back. It's not a machlokes as to whether that concept exists, but it's a machlokes as to where you get it from. As we'll see, we're going to see three possibilities as to where you know chiluk malacha exists, and you have to bring a korban for each and every malacha, right? Each and every malacha is an iser, right? You might have thought chil Shabbos, malacha on Shabbos, that's one iser. So the Mishnah and the Gemara is telling us it's not true. It's really 39 separate malachos. Maybe it's a bad phraseology, 39 separate isurim, but basically you split the malachos into different actions. For example, by Yontif, you don't have chiluk malachos. That's a Gemara in Makos, I think, in this third paragraph. I forgot. Okay, I think it's a Gemara in Makos, but you don't have chiluk malachos by Yontif. But by Shabbos, we do. We split up each malacha into a different chiluk. So how do you know that that's true? So Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mechalel mos yumas. That if you're Mechal Shabbos, so someone b'mezid will be put to die. So HaTorah ribsa misos harbe al chilul echad. Most yumas is two different misas, right? That's multiple, that's plural. Torah says there are many misos for one chilul. So the Gemara, so apparently for one chilul Shabbos, if you do separate malachos, so that you'll be chayiv twice. So Gemara says, one second, hai b'mezid ksiv. That's on purpose. You can't kill a guy twice. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, you don't need that pasuk by mezid. Because the pasuk says, "Kol osem malacha you must." Right? It already told me. It already told me. That's actually that pasuk is later in Perek Lamed Hey. But okay. But either way, the pasuk tells me elsewhere that the person who does Mechal Shabbos b'mezid is chayav misa. So therefore, you don't need to teach me that a b'mezid you get put to death. So therefore, it's neo inyan l'shogeg. The Gemara does that often, where if you don't need a pasuk to teach me a topic by one topic, it extends it to a different topic. So therefore, you don't need to tell me that most yumas b'mezid, because we learned that from the pasuk of kol ho'os ha'malacha yumas. So therefore, it's neo inyan l'shogeg. You can teach me that by shogeg, by shkaga, you have multiple misos, umay yumas, yumas b'mamon. Right, you should be put to death, quote unquote, with money. Rashi says, with lafushe korbanos, to bring many, many korbanos. We do know that the language here shouldn't surprise you. Right? There are several people who are considered to be a mace. Someone who's a metzora is one of them, and someone who's an ani, someone who is poor, is considered to be a mace. Right? When Yaakov ran away from, went to go to Lavan's house, and Esau's son Eliphaz met him on the derech, right? Midrashim talk about how Eliphaz didn't want to kill him, so Yaakov Avinu said, take all my possessions, because I'm like a mace. So you can tell Esau that you killed me, even though it's not technically sort of kind of true, and that's why Yaakov showed up at Lavan's house with nothing. Okay, so it's not crazy to say, you must be mammon, the person should get put to death through money. So the Gemara says, v'tepikli chilik malachos mehecha denafkali Rav Nelson. Why doesn't Shmuel use the source of Rav Nelson? The Tanya Rav Nelson Omer, Losvar Reish Bechomo Shvosechem Beyom HaShabbos. Pasuk says, don't burn fire on Shabbos. We know that in general, the Torah says, don't do malacha, right? Shabbos has an Isra malacha. But very rarely, only in a couple of cases, does it specify specific malachos. So one of them is fire. Don't burn a fire on Shabbos. And there's a machlokas as to what that pasuk is doing. Ma Talmud Lomar. What is that pasuk teaching me? Efishan Emar. The pasuk says already. By Kel Moshe is called Aspen Israel Ila Dvarim etc. Sheishes Yomim Tasa Malacha. Right. We know that that is an Isser Shabbos. There is an Isser doing Malacha on Shabbos. How do you know how many Malachos there are on Shabbos? So the Gemara learns out a drasha. Dvarim Hadvarim Ila Hadvarim. Meaning Dvarim is two because it's plural. Hadvarim is an extra one, and Eile, if you do take the gematria of Eile, is 36. So the Gemara says, Eilu shlosh nevetesha malachos shenember l'moshe b'sinai. Meaning, the Torah told us that there are 39 malachos. Already have this little gematria over here, which is cute. The malachos also on Shabbos. So why do you need to tell me that burning fire is Aser. Why is it specific in the pasuk? So Yachol, you might have thought Asan Kulam Behelam Echad. If you did all of the malachos in one helim, in one forgetting, right, in one scenario where you forgot that all of them were Aser, Enu Chayv El Achas, you'd be only Chayv one korban. Tam Lomar, therefore, the pasuk teaches me Becharisha Vakatzir Tishbos, that you should rest from. Harisha is always forget. It's plowing, and Ktsira is reaping. So, right, the pasuk specifies also, there's a machlokas by that pasuk as well, but what exactly that's talking about. But let's say the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, you cannot plow, you cannot reap. Vadayin ani omer, and I all still might have thought, al Harisha wa Ktsira chayev shtayim, I'm only chayev for reaping and plowing. Val kulon, on the rest of them, enu chayev al achas, I'm only chayev for one. So Tam Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, "Lo svaru esh," you should not burn fire on Shabbos. Havara b'chlal hoisa. Again, I'm going to sum this whole. This is a whole long drasha. I'll sum it up in like one sentence at the end. Havara b'chlal hoisa. Right, esh was burning a fire was already b'chlal, was already included in the lamedes malachos. Talama yatzas. Why was it specified in the pasuk? Lahakish aleha, to make a hekesh v'lomer lecha, and to say to you, ma havara shu av malacha v'chayevin aleha b'fnei atzma, just like havara is one of the av malachos, burning fire is one of the av malachos, and you're chayev for it on its own, af kol shuhu av malacha chayevin aleha b'fnei atzma. So too, anything else that's an av malacha, you're chayev for it on its own. Meaning, the pasuk tells us that malacha on Shabbos is aser. The pasuk also says, don't burn fire on Shabbos. Obviously, burning fire, not obviously, but burning fire is included in 39 malachos. Why do you need to tell me don't burn fire on Shabbos? This is the concept called Havara Lechalik Yatzos. That Havara, we're going to see the machlokas in a second. The Havara is to Lechalik, to specify, to, not specify, Lechalik is to break apart, to separate. As we said, chiluk malachos minolan. How do you know that you separate all the malachos? Then you're chayav for each and every one, because according to Rabbi Nelson, because the pasuk says lo sevaru ish b'chol moshavos echem b'yom haShabbos, that is to split up all the lamentes malachos on Shabbos. So why doesn't Shmuel learn from Rabbi Nelson's shita? Right, Rabbi Shmuel brought this mechalel mos yumas, two types of misa. You learn that to shogeg. Why doesn't he use havara lechalik yatzos? So the Gemara is going to say, because Shmuel argues on that concept. Shmuel suffer like Rabbi Yossi, because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Havara Lelav Yatzos. Because Rabbi Yossi is the flip side of that Machlokes, which we're going to quote in a second, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara, the Torah specifying fire on as don't do fire on Shabbos, is not because we therefore split up the Malachos, it's because Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi, is not one of the 39 malachos, it is just a lav. It's not judged as, what's it called? It's not judged as one of the, you don't get misa for it. I don't want to misspeak. Is it not included in the 39 malachos? No, I'm sorry. It is one of the 39 malachos. Rashi has a lashon here. If you look at Rashi, Dibramaskal alav, in the mini line, short lines, she'ein chayav aleha karis uskila kishar malachos. Sorry, so Havara is one of the malachos, but for whatever reason, you're not, according to Rabbi Yossi, this drasha, since it was specified in the Chumash, it says that you're not chayav karis and skila for it, ela masha amarba, right? You're only chayav for, it's just a lav, you just get malchus. And that's why Shmuel doesn't use that drasha, because he holds that it teaches something else. Kedetanya, like we learned in Rabbi Yossi, Havara lalav yatzas. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Havara, when it's mentioned in the pasuk, that's to teach me that it's only in Isser lav, and not chayev and karis and skila like the other malachos. Rabbi Nasan, Omer, Rabbi Nasan says, lachalik yatzas. That's where we learn the concept of chiluk malachos. Okay. So, and the Gemara asks again, well, if Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with this concept of chiluk malachos, he just doesn't learn it from Havara. So why doesn't Shmuel learn it from Rabbi Yossi's source? V'tepikle lechalik malachos mehecha denafkele de Rabbi Yossi. Why doesn't Shmuel learn from Rabbi Yossi's source? D'tanya, like Linda Braisa, Rabbi Yossi omer ve'osa me'achas mehena. The pasuk says, you do one of these. And the context is, what's it called? That's not Shabbos, that's Korban Chatas. That you do from one of these Averas that will mechayev you, right, Rashi says, Omer Lenin Chatos. That's if you do one of these things, i.e., things that will cause you to be chayav korban chatas, then you have to bring a korban chatas. That's the pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra. I guess at the end of Parshas Vayikra. So that's the v'asa me'achas mehena. So Rashi, if you're looking at Rashi over there, v'asa me'achas mehena, the second white line, so he explains what we're about to darshan that pasuk out. Why? Havali l'michtav v'asa achas v'lishtok. Right? If that's what did the pasuk need to say? If you did one, if you did a sin, you don't need to tell me v'asa me'achas mehena from these a lot of extra situations over there. Right, so therefore, Iserle, you have a lot of extras. You have a mem from Achas and the whole word of Mehina for a drasha. So how does Rabbi Yossi learn that out? So he's going to learn the following. Back in the Gemara, Pa'amim shechayevim Achas al kulanu, Pa'amim shechayevim al kol Achas v'Achas. Sometimes you're going to be chayev one for all of them, and sometimes you're going to be chayev one for each one. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say this? Where does he get that from? And this is how he darshans it out. Achas me'achas, heina me'heina, achas she'heina, heina she'achas. What is that? So the Gemara explains. What's achas? If you do one action, right, if you do one maisa, so that's shimon. If you write the word shimon. What's me'achas? If you do an action from an action, so that's sure, if you flip the Amud Beis, Shem Mishimon. That's if you write the word Shin Mem, right? Your intention was to write the word Shimon. You wrote Shin Men and then you stopped. So that's a full word on its own. Right? And again, we don't really need this. The real drasha is in a second. The real drasha that we're going to say in a moment. But that you're also chayv for Shem Mishimon. That's the first part of the drasha. Again, yes, I get it. You wrote Shin Mem without a Mem Sophie. The Gemara will talk about this in about a month. But here's the important part. Hena, avos. Hena refers to the avos malacha. Mehena, toldos. And mehena are the toldos. What's achas shehena? And sorry, this is actually the point that we need. Zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos is a scenario where you knew it was Shabbos, but you did shgag, you were shogig on the malachos, you didn't realize it was aser. Hena shehi achas, these that is one, or them that is one, that's a case of Shiga Shabbos with Zadar Malachos, where you have you didn't realize it was Shabbos, but you did know it was Malachos, and now you're going to be Chayev only one carbon, right? Again, Heina Shiachas, you did many Malachos, that you're going to be end up Chayev one, you're going to Shehi Achas, that you're Chayev one carbon. That's if you didn't know it was Shabbos and you did know it was Aser, right? So you're Chayev a carbon for the Shiga Shabbos, and again, just the Chazer Achas Shehina, if you do one or violation. That you have to bring many korbanos. That's if you know it was Shabbos. Let's say you did shigas malachos. Let's say not one necessarily action, but one type of iser. Let's say iser Shabbos, your mechal Shabbos. So you end up bringing many korbanos because of achas shehena. Because you did one iser that will bechayiv you a lot. So why doesn't Shmuel hold like that? Why doesn't he hold the Rabbi Yossi's drasha? Because Shmuel achas shehena v'hena shichi achas lo mashmalei. He doesn't extend the drasha that far, right? Shmuel will agree to you that okay, the me'achas is extra, the mehena is extra. So learn something from the mem, from the achas, from the mem, from the hena. But then you're starting playing with achas shehena, hena shichi achas. Shmuel simply doesn't extend the drasha that far, and therefore he brings his own pasuk of l'chalea mos yumas. Okay, by me Rava Miriam Nachman. Helam zev zebi adomahu. What's the din if you have two helams? Right? I mean, helam is a forgetting, right? As we said, you're shogeg on zev zev. Right? Rashi says simply Shabbos umalachos. You didn't know it was Shabbos, you thought it was Tuesday, and you didn't know it was Aser. So is that one korban? Is that many korbanos? So the Gemara says, Amarlei, hare helam Shabbos biyado v'eno chayev ala achas. Because what's the overriding factor? You didn't realize it was Shabbos, and you only chayev one. This Gemara says, Adirabba, Hare Helam Malachos Biyado, Mechayev Kalachos Me'achas. What do you mean? You also didn't know the Malachos. Right? Then there should be Chayev for each and every one. So Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina. We see. We do a test. Imishum Shabbos Kaparish. We tell him that, hey, it's Shabbos and these things are Aser. If he would stop at the point when you tell him that it's Shabbos, so Hare Helam Shabbos Biyado. So you see that the Helam Shabbos, the forgetting that it's Shabbos, is Biyado, is the Iker. Ve'enu Chayev Ela Achas. But if you tell him, when you tell him, that's Shabbos, oh, by the way, and that's Aser, and flipping on the light switch is Aser, if it's because of the light switch that you just told him, the information, so Hare Helam Malachos Be'adah, so then it's the Malacha that's the real Helam, that he didn't realize that it was the Malacha was Aser, V'chayev V'chalachas V'yachas, and V'chayev for each and every one. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, 1 second, same logic that we had before. Klum Parish Mishabbos, Helam Mishim Malachos, Klum Parish Mishabbos, Helam Mishim Shabbos. And the whole, they go hand, Malacha and Shabbos go hand in hand. If he's going to stop doing Malacha, it's because it's Shabbos. If he stop, it's not the different pieces of information, it's the same thing that you're telling him. Eloloshna, rather, it doesn't matter. Meaning, you're going to be only Chayav one Chavos. You're only going to be Chayav one. Rashi says, Eino Chayav Elachas. Okay. Tanan. The Gemara says, 1 second. We had this a little bit earlier, but we'll rehash it here. We'll try and prove we really only have to bring one korban. 1 second, sorry. The 39 malachos, we understood, why are you counting 39, right? The Mishnah there lists each and every one of them. What do you need to give me a number for? I could have counted it myself. So the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Asim, Kulam, Helam Echad, Chayev al Kol Achas V'Achas. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, if you did all of them with one forgetting, you're Chayev on each and every malachos. The Gemara says, Iyamas B'Shlama, Helam Zeb Zeb Yadu, Chayev al Kol Achas V'Achas. If you're telling me that the halacha where you didn't know Shabbos and you didn't know the malachos were usher, you're chayv in each and every one, so Shabbos, that works out. But if you're telling me that if you have helam Shabbos biyado, right, and you're only chayv one, say chemishkachuzla. What is the case? So how could you find a case where you'd be chayv for many malachos? That's only bezodan Shabbos v'shegas malachos. That's if you knew Shabbos, but you didn't know the malachos were aser. The shgaga was on the malachos. So that's hanicha. That only works. He's sober like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar came in shgaga b'kareis afu pishahezid b'lav. Right. That only works according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that since he was shogeg, and the fact that if you're shogeg with the kareis, right? Again, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you don't know that something that you're chayev kareis for is chayev kareis. Even if you're mazed, if you do the action on purpose, so mishkagazla, you can find a case, the yadale Shabbos balav, that you knew that it was Shabbos, and that it was aser. Ela'i, savalak, Rishon ben Lakish, but if you hold like Rish Lakish, again, if you remember that machlokas, then we had a lot ago, damar ashi yishko balav vikares, if that, according to Rishon ben Lakish, when is you going to have shigas malachos? That's only if you don't know it was aser, and you don't know there was kares, so the yadale Shabbos b'mai. What is the idea of a Shabbos? How do you ever have a case of Zodon Shabbos and Shigas Malachos? So the Gemara says, Diyada la b'tchumim v'ali b'drabi kiva. Now you knew that there was an Isser Tchumim, like we explained before. And according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Tchumim are Aser midoraisa, and therefore that's how you knew that there was a Zodon Shabbos, you knew Shabbos, but Shigas Malachos, you were unaware that the Malachos were Aser. Okay, Shkoch Rabosai, we'll go right there in the Hevni Shas. Tomorrow on the Heilige Shabbos. Call to all the best.